And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of August, 2025. August 2nd is International Golden Lion Tamarin Day. The squirrel-sized golden lion tamarins are New World monkeys who weigh just over a pound, are about 14 inches long, and are entirely golden, with a full mane encircling their heads. Golden lion tamarins, or GLTs, are one of four species of lion tamarins, all native to Brazil and all endangered. Golden lion tamarins live in the rapidly diminishing Atlantic forest, a richly biodiverse region that stretches down through Brazil and into Argentina and Paraguay. GLTs are monogamous, and females usually give birth to twins. All the members of her group will help her take care of the babies, but the dad helps the most. Golden lion tamarins feed mainly on fruit and nectar, occasionally feasting on insects. They will share their meals with others in the group, either offering bits to other GLTs, active sharing, or letting others steal from them, passive sharing. When a GLT in the wild spots a predator, he will give an alarm call. That call seems to be hardwired into GLTs. Captive bred animals will also make an alarm call if they spot a bird overhead. The native range of GLTs is heavily populated, and habitat fragmentation has been the driver behind their endangered status. They are critically endangered, according to the IUCN Red List, due to the deforestation of Brazil's Atlantic coastal rainforests because of ever-expanding logging, agriculture, and industry. The current total of range of GLTs is less than 40,000 square miles, or about 8% of the golden tamarin's native range. It's critical that forestry and farming in the Atlantic forest region incorporates responsible practices that protect wildlife habitat. There is a 28,000-acre forest reserve near Rio de Janeiro that protects golden lion tamarins and their habitat. There are only about 1,500 GLTs left in the wild. Another 500 live in zoos around the world. Zoos, including the U.S. National Zoo, have been breeding GLTs in captivity since the 1960s. More than 400 of these tamarins have been introduced into Brazil since 1984. It's the birthday of Dr. Gemma Newman, born on this day in 1981. Gemma Newman, known as the Plant Power Doctor, is a British medical doctor, nutritionist, author, and advocate of whole food plant-based nutrition. She has argued that this way of eating provides dietary fiber for gut health and plenty of antioxidants and phytochemicals that can reduce the risk of bowel cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and autoimmune conditions. Newman authored The Plant Power Doctor in 2021. Dr. Newman said, "I discovered that a whole foods plant-based approach to eating had the benefits of not only faster recovery times for athletes, but also reduced inflammation from oxidative stress, and had the potential to improve or reverse 14 of the top 15 causes of death in the Western world. There were intervention studies showing heart disease reversal with plant-based approaches. There were epidemiological studies showing plant-based populations live longer. There were studies by cellular biologists showing excess proteins reduce longevity on a cellular level." It was on this day in 2005 that Liz White became leader of the Animal Protection Party in Canada. Elizabeth White is a Canadian animal rights activist and politician. White is a founder and board member of the Animal Alliance of Canada, a nonprofit organization where she focuses on legislative issues. She also leads the Animal Protection Party of Canada, a federal political party. White is an opponent of the annual Canadian seal hunt, and as a result, supports a boycott of Canada's seafood industry. She has also campaigned against the sale of dogs from the Winnipeg City Pound to animal researchers. She was one of three women who drafted an anti-cruelty bill that, among other things, called for animals to be regarded as living property. And here is a poem for today by first century Syrian philosopher Al-Ma'ari, "I No Longer Steal from Nature." You are diseased in understanding and religion. Come to me that you may hear something of sound truth. Do not unjustly eat fish the water has given up. And do not desire as food the flesh of slaughtered animals, or the white milk of mothers who intended its pure draught for their young, not noble ladies. And do not grieve the unsuspecting birds by taking eggs, for injustice is the worst of crimes. And spare the honey which the bees get industriously from the flowers of fragrant plants, for they did not store it that it might belong to others, nor did they gather it for bounty and gifts. I washed my hands of all this, and I wish that I perceived my way before my hair went gray. I no longer steal from nature, by Al-Ma'ari. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to reduce suffering in this world. Eat plants.